Make preparations now. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is telling people as Tropical Storm Ian approaches the state.
We have declared a state of emergency for all 67 counties, given the uncertainty of the path of the storm. We've done things like waive weight restrictions for commercial trucks. We want to ensure that adequate resources are able to be brought into the state of Florida. We've also authorized emergency refills of prescriptions for 30 days.
President Biden also issued a state of emergency. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor.
Those declarations of emergencies allow us to be able to get reimbursed for a lot of the tasks that our team is performing now. And then again, in the event that we have a hit of a hurricane, it's very, very beneficial to us.
Ian is currently a tropical storm in the Caribbean, but forecasters say it will begin to rapidly strengthen overnight. Russia's been holding referendums on whether areas of Ukraine under Russian control should join Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky tells CBS's Face the Nation that troops are forcing people to vote.
Those people who don't come to referendum, you know, Russians can turn off their electricity and won't give them an opportunity to live a normal human life. They force people. They throw them in prisons.
The referendums are considered illegal under international law. A bit more relief at the gas pump, industry analyst Troby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices fell down another 7 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks, and the new average is $3.78. This is a total drop of $1.32 per gallon during the 15 weeks it's been dropping.
Lundberg says the lower gas prices followed a drop for the price of oil. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Democratic Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman holding a rally in Philadelphia yesterday and focusing on abortion rights.
I'm going to fight for abortion rights here in Pennsylvania and in America. Dr. Oz believes that the choice belongs with him, not women, and between them and their doctors.
The Democrat is running against Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Fetterman suffered a stroke in May and is still experiencing auditory processing issues. Dr. Oz claims Fetterman is not capable of performing the duties of a U.S. senator. The solar system's biggest planet can be seen better than usual.
Jupiter is the solar system's most massive planet. It's nearly 320 times the size of Earth. Though it usually appears in our night sky as a speck of light, Jupiter and Earth's orbits will, over the next couple of days, be the closest they've been in 59 years. That means the gas giant planet will appear brighter and larger than usual and could be quite visible with simple telescopes or binoculars. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Mayim Bialik tests her celebrity friends on Jeopardy tonight.
Celebrity Jeopardy premieres on ABC at 8 with Mayim Bialik testing her celebrity friends' knowledge. Among those competing in the tournament, Late Late Show house band leader Reggie Watts and the Terminalist Constance Wu.
What is Old Faithful? That's correct.
It is?
Yes.
What is Blackball?
I was going to say, what is Blackball?
The three-round celebrity tournament kicks off with the introduction of Triple Jeopardy, a first for the U.S. version of the long-running game show. Other stars taking part in the series include Ray Romano, Aisha Tyler, Patton Oswalt, and Andy Richter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.